OneWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we bring you back, folks, you know, if experiencing America's hometown Thanksgiving celebration is something that does interest you, share it with us at rmworldtravel.com/contact. And as Mary and I do bring you back for today's personal connection, we're sponsored by buyraycon.com/carry.
I say it's never too early to start your holiday shopping, especially when you can shop Raycon products and save up to 50% off. And this company first made a name for themselves in the audio space, and this year they expanded with the introduction of home and power tech items as well. BuyRaycon.com/carry is known for delivering high quality and thoughtful features at half the price of other premium tech brands. It's no wonder their products have racked up tens of thousands of five-star reviews.
I know you've already got a good amount of the Christmas shopping done. Folks, you know, they're currently offering 20% off everything on their site with select items 50% off as well. Beat the crowd. Save now in this early Black Friday sale at buyraycon.com/carry. Or find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, last week for our J-Block, we spoke with the Traveler Century Club president, Steve Fuller, who shared that he'd visited 280 countries and territories as part of his travels. We're going to follow that up today as part of our personal connection segment. We're about to speak with David Langan, a member of the Traveler Century Club, and one of only 24 members to hit 330 of the group's recognized destinations. 330. Here's David now via Google Meet from Dublin.
Well, nice to connect with you, David. Welcome, and nice to see you here in the studio with us today.
Oh, thank you very much. It's delighted to be with you and talking to you.
Great. All the way from Dublin via Google Meet. We love it. So, David, I'm going to begin where Mary just left off, 330 destinations. So talk with us about how you managed all that travel and over what amount of time it occurred.
I've managed to do it over about 20 years because I've been working. So it's not that it's my full-time profession to travel. I've been working in the furniture business. And I managed to work time. In Ireland, we can get more time. And a number of years ago, I had my own large business. So I was able to travel to the Far East and also do it. So it's a mixture of travel time and business time. And that's, I made a plan in 2002 when I discovered the Traveler Century Club. I made a list and made a plan. So I that's how I've managed to get to those destinations.
And what was the last country you visited to hit that number?
Laos, nearly this time last year.
Oh, Laos, okay.
So at what point, David, did you say to yourself, all right, I've got enough countries now, I can hit this number of 330?
Well, when I discovered it, the Century Club in 2002, I'd already been to about 80 countries on their list, countries, territories. And I looked at that list and spent probably some time educating myself, lots of places I'd never heard of. And so I needed to find out where they were. And I decided pretty quickly, literally within months, that I could probably try and do that list as possible by making a big plan and focusing on getting there. So I made that decision about 2003 and made a list of all the countries to get there. So that was my plan, to do it over 20 years.
Okay, so you're in our personal connection segment today, where we like to delve into how travel has either transformed a guest or, you know, made some sort of significant difference in your life. 330 destinations, basically everywhere in the world for the most part, is really an enormous challenge. As you reflect, I think it's pretty impressive you did that in 20 years while you're working. As you reflect back on it, what do you most appreciate from the entire journey?
I think people, and you know that you really, I'm a people person. So when I go to the different areas, countries, territories, my first focus is to meet people, have a chat with them. I'm very, I suppose, outgoing. So I'm delighted to see what's going on and have a chat and get their perspective. And I think my biggest enjoyment is people. When I think about what I've seen, it's mainly people and the inspiration and what they've done, and I get to know the country a bit more, what's happening on the ground, and have fun with the people. That's really what I've enjoyed the most.
You know, and by the way, anybody that we have talked to who has traveled extensively, even we can speak for that. We haven't traveled to 330 countries and territories, so you're well ahead of us on that. But the fact is, it is the people. People you can, I mean, right now, all the connections. So, you know, our producer shared with us that you have an interesting element, if you will, to the travels that I think our listeners across the country are going to appreciate, because you incorporate it or involves postcards. You've been to many post offices around the world. So share the full explanation of the postcard part of your journeys.
Well, this is the fun part that drives my friends pretty mad, because every time we go somewhere, they say, oh, nay, but not another post office. But it's a big focus. Before I get there, I make sure that I'm going on a day that the post office is open. In some places, I have to print my postcards. I might have to even bring stamps if I'm not sure they have any. And so when I go to the post office, I engage with them. I have a chat with them about, you know, hello, good morning. It's not just buying the stamps and nice to be here. And all of a sudden they open up and I send the postcards. Many times I have to send them in different post box and the post office to make sure they come back. Because for part of my plan and my dream to visit all the territories and countries, I had to have a postcard from every single one.
So you're documented. And,
if I don't, I have to go back.
So, yeah. Did
you accomplish that? Did you go?
Yeah, I did. I did. I've one country or territory I needed to go back was Sarawak 3 times because the postcard never came back. And so I did go 3 times and had a chat with
them. That's an expensive postcard.
Oh, my gosh.
But he has it documented.
But
other than the one place, it does put faith in the worldwide postal system that it does work.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been a lot of fun.
So last week, Traveler Century Club President Steve Fuller was on the show with us. I'm sure you know him well. We asked him, this part fascinates me, how you get to some of these more obscure islands in the world that the average traveler, it's very difficult to get to some of them. I asked him that question. He mentioned Midway. He mentioned British Overseas Territory and Nauru. It's difficult. Only about 200 tourists can get to Nauru a year. Are there any other particular regions of the world or islands that you would also say, besides those, that you think were challenging for you to hit?
Well, some of the islands in the Atlantic Ocean, like Tristan da Cunha, St. Helena, these sort of places, St. Helena has an airport now, but when I went, it didn't. So you may be on a ship, but if the weather is not good and they can't land, the ship will sail by and that's the end of that. You didn't land. So you need a bit of luck. You need a bit of planning. So that's been difficult. Tokelau in the Pacific has been very difficult because they need special permits and visas. And even if you get them, there's no guarantee you can get on the ship. And then when you get there, so I think I had twice to try and get there. Ultimately, I got there in the end. So it's a mixture. Usually the ones with no airports are usually the most problematic to get to. British Indian Ocean Territory, which is the one in the Indian Ocean, that's a difficult one. But I was fortunate to go there just after tsunami, and it was part of a government plan and visited numbers of the islands. So it's a mixture of luck and planning and just perseverance and determination.
That's well, that makes some sense. So I've got to ask you the question, David. You may or may not have the answer to this, but, I mean, 330 countries and territories. Any idea what this has cost you over the 20 years?
I've never thought about it, but it's, you know, it's a lot of money.
I would say it has to be.
Hundreds of thousands, I guess. I never really thought about the money of it. I just thought about the focus on getting there.
Well, I respect it. But do you have a criteria? Like, for example, I've been to all the states. You know, we've traveled to many countries around the world. But in the United States, when I initially was starting off, to get to every state, like South Dakota, I have not slept in South Dakota. But I landed, had an emergency landing with an airplane in Yankton, South Dakota. I got to walk into the town. I spent 7 or 8 hours there. I had a meal. Clearly, I did commerce, so I figured that qualifies. But I have not. That's the one state in this country that I have not slept in. Do you have a qualifier for what was it? Was it mailing the postcard?
Yeah, I mean, I got to visit the post office, so okay. I have to be. I can't just cross the border. I've got to have an interaction. I've got to send the postcard and see the highlights. In each country, I wanted to see the main things to be seen.
Well, and listen, you clearly have to be the most, you know, well-traveled guest that we've ever had on the show, David. So of all the 330 destinations, we've got about a minute left with you. You know, what's the one that you connected with the most that you said, absolutely, I would go back time and time again?
Wow, that's very hard to say because numbers of countries I've had that for. I think the first one surprised me, Iran, because I sort of wasn't expecting. I thought that might be a bit difficult, but the people were wonderful. I don't need to mention the government, but the people were amazing. So that was immediate connection when I got there. And I thought, wow, these people are amazing, super friendly and very welcoming. So that was one of the places I remember.
And you felt comfortable as a non-Iranian being there?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been, as I said, the people there are very, I had no issues being in Iran. I've been back a number of times and taken some American visitors with me as well.
Yeah, I can understand for that. Well, I wanted to give folks the website for you so they can go look at this. So, folks, if you want to see some of David's travels yourself, I have hundreds of postcards with photos. You can go check them out. The website is postcardsandtravel.blogspot.com. So I'll say it again. postcardsandtravel.blogspot.com. David, we enjoy the connection with you today. Hope you have a great weekend there in Dublin, and thank you very much for being part of the show.
Great to talk to you both. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David. Take care.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
All right, Mary, nice conversation with David.
330 destinations.
We could do days and weeks with David with all the stories and so forth. All right, as we approach another quick sponsors break and the bottom of the hour break as well, it's coming. Three more segments are coming your way on this November 11th live broadcast. Everyone, thanks for being here with us as we broadcast across the USA.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.